Lev, I've known you for over 20 years. I'm so happy to have you in my life again, this time as a mature adult. I have a sister who moved out of my parents' house for over a year without their permission. Since that time, she started to do things of destroying my parents. She attended Beis Yaakov. She is currently living with a shiksu who she calls her girlfriend. She is no longer frum. She works on Shabbos and barely sees my family. My parents continue to suffer. She calls them to harass them because they won't accept her forbidden relationship. I get angry when she tells them she won't go to Simchas unless her girlfriend is invited with her. I try to explain to her that this is killing our parents and to stop discussing with them. She removed herself from Jews and will not let anyone in unless we invite and are nice to her girlfriend. She feels she'll marry. How could we help her if she won't give us a chance? We tried counseling, but she won't attend. Thank you, Rabbi. Since I was 10 years old, you made a huge impression on this day. Anonymous from Toronto. First of all, Anonymous from Toronto, I appreciate if you get in touch with me privately on my private email, which is lef@matityahu.org, so I can know who you are and maybe give you some more personal advice. In any case, in general, in these kinds of situations, one should not totally cut themselves off, even though somebody's doing something wrong. You never can tell when your sister will snap out and perhaps do tshuva. However, to do anything that would condone and show that you justify what she's doing, that is prohibited. So you can have a relationship with the sister and explain to her that, you know, you're reaching out to her or whatever, but you can't condone the forbidden things that she is doing. You can't invite her girlfriend as a girlfriend in the prohibited way that she is using that. And on the other hand, if she shows up with this girlfriend, you don't have to throw the girlfriend out of the house, nor treat her with disrespect. Treat her like you treat any other person, Jewish or non-Jewish, with respect and so on, but not in a way that even hints to the fact that you are condoning this kind of behavior.